Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
I don't want to study again. I want to practice my career in the pharmacy.
Now at 10, new 1,400 aspiring pharmacists from across California denied their board exam results, all because someone cheated on a test. They took the Board of Pharmacy exam in July, but were just told last month the test was no good, and they will now have to take it all over again. Fox 26, your Hometown News Connection reporter Liz Gonzalez talked with students who are now facing a big hardship. And Liz, those who passed would have already been working at this time in their field, right?
That's right, Monty. A spokesman for the State Board of Pharmacy says that some questions from a crucial exam were leaked. Rather than pinpoint who did it, it has chosen to punish everyone who took the test. And now we're learning state lawmakers are demanding answers of the board.
For 1,400 applicants statewide, a spokesman for the board tells Fox 26 News it learned more than 100 test questions were leaked and chose to declare the test invalid. He went on to say, quote, "We understand that has been a hardship for people. This has been a hardship for the board, too. This was caused by individuals who cheated, not the board."
So we just cannot accept that the hardship here is the Board of Pharmacy. The hardship is with the individuals who played by the rules, and they expected their Board of Pharmacy to make sure that the cheaters didn't get away with it.
State Assemblyman Jim Patterson says he's received dozens of calls from students, among them recent graduates of California Health Sciences University in Clovis. He says this debacle is an example of another state entity dropping the ball.
They've got to get their act together so that they can get to the bottom of who are the cheaters and who are those who are innocent.
The board is offering those affected another chance to take the test next month, waiving the $30 fee.
The waive the fee is nothing. It means nothing to me, considering the lost wages, the lost opportunity to become a benefited employee, and then the stress of having to now study again is just, there's no dollar amount to it.
Assemblyman Patterson says his office has brought this issue to the attention of Governor Newsom's office, since he wants those affected to contact their state lawmakers to pressure them to really ask questions. He says if this is not resolved soon, Monty, he's willing to request an audit of the Board of Pharmacy, just like he did with the High Speed Rail Authority and the DMV.
Liz, you can certainly understand the frustration. All right. What happens if they do retake the test in November, right? Will they get those results back any sooner, any accommodation like that?
Monty, even if they take the test in November, those affected wouldn't get the results likely until about February at the soonest. That means they will have missed out on pharmacist wages. That's a lot of money for 5 months. Just to put it in perspective, according to salary.com, the average monthly salary is anywhere between $11,000 and $14,000 a month. A month. And as you heard, some have to start repaying their loans next month. We did put out a call, and these are all the emails that we got over the course of just a couple of hours.
A lot of hard feelings, strong feelings here, Liz. All right. Organizations, including the California Pharmacists Association, are calling on the board to honor the students' test results. And if it finds out who cheated, pull that person's license. Now, we heard from dozens and dozens of people impacted by this decision. See what they're saying on our website, KMPH.com.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Todd Urey. This is a stat episode, episodes that we believe need to be talked about and issues and topics that are happening within our pharmacy industry and marketplace and healthcare that we believe need to be talked about immediately. And I have a very special guest who has made this time for us today on Wednesday, October 16th, Mr. John Roth, the Executive Director, CEO of the California Pharmacists Association. Welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast, John.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks so much for having us again on this this quick notice. Important.
Yes, you're very welcome. So the California Board of Pharmacy notified current pharmacy candidates that took the CPJE, that all pending results have been invalidated, which is pretty shocking. This has made national news. And rather than hanging around the water cooler or emailing or Twitter or anything that there's lots of buzz happening about this, we thought we should get you on the podcast ASAP to give our nation and our California pharmacists and future pharmacists an idea of what's happened, what's taken place, and what you believe the next steps are.
Well, great. Thanks, Todd. Yeah, it's been certainly disruptive, and we have a lot of concern with the Board of Pharmacy's actions. So just a little bit of the background is about 3 weeks ago, there was a notice that the board put out. There was a potential compromise to the CPJE, which stands for the California Practice Standards and Jurisprudence Exam, which is a state-based jurisprudence exam that all pharmacists who want to be licensed in California must take, in addition to, of course, the NAPLEX exam, which all pharmacists across the country would take. The board notified individuals. We believe it's around 1,400 that are affected, although I asked the board executive officer directly what the number of impacted students was caught up in this cohort, and she was unable to give me that answer, but we've since learned that it's roughly 1,400. And the board went into really an investigation, which we learned was in regards to potentially compromise of some of the exam questions. In other words, that some exam questions had been placed out into the public, and they were concerned that some number of those test takers had access to those prior to sitting for the exam. The board immediately sort of put everything on pause, meaning that they did not evaluate any of the additional exams that students had taken. They stopped issuing any licenses for this cohort that was in question and really went into an internal investigation in regards to the potential cheating that may have occurred. Since then, last Friday, October 11th, the board came out with an additional statement that basically said, as you indicated, that they were invalidating the exams for all of the pharmacists who took them in this cohort period. And that cohort period is roughly the middle of June through the end of July. There were several exam periods within that time frame where this could have occurred. And our concern is manifold. One is that we think it's very much a broad overreach by the board to invalidate all those exams without any evidence from individual pharmacists who took the exam, whether they were involved in the cheating allegations or not. We certainly support the board's efforts to rule out any pharmacist or student pharmacist who took the exam who may have compromised or cheated to achieve success. No question about we only want ethical, qualified pharmacist license. Having said that, we know that all 1,400 or whatever the number is that took that exam were not involved in the cheating allegation. And for the board to overreach and basically invalidate every one of those exam takers' scores and force them to retake the exam, we think is completely inappropriate. It really smacks in the face of due process and really the presumption that all test takers were guilty rather than really rooting out those few who may have, in fact, compromised the exam. So we immediately sent a letter to the board expressing our concern. We actually have another one on my desk that I'm reviewing now. Using even stronger language to indicate our disappointment. And from the California Pharmacists Association perspective, we're looking at our options in terms of response to the board on behalf of these pharmacists.
So I'm wondering, John, do you remember in your time in the pharmacy industry of this happening in another state and what the Board of Pharmacy's reaction to that was?
So in my 10 years in the profession, I've never heard of a board taking this type of approach or this aggressive a response. And the thing we have to remember is that these aren't just student pharmacists who are impacted. So you've got pharmacists from California pharmacy programs who did just graduate involved. You've got other pharmacists who have been licensed in other states who are relocating to California, who are now involved, who have shown, because they were licensed in other states, that they've been able to practice ethically and are otherwise capable of providing their services to patients. And then you've got international students coming in from other countries who are licensed in those countries who are sitting for the exam. So the catchment and the aggressiveness of this action by the board affects more than just graduated students. It affects all kinds of pharmacists who otherwise are waiting for job positions that were offered to them and or residencies that are now beginning to feel the impact.
So what would you say to a pharmacist who's in limbo right now? What are your words of advice for, and maybe it's different for where you are in your career, but I think that that's an important thing to say here on today's episode, is just kind of giving some advice to these pharmacists.
Yeah, I think my advice would be for them to really find their voice and to speak up. And I would do that primarily two ways. I would encourage them to reach out to the board directly and express their disappointment with the board's action. I would also encourage them to reach out to their local legislative officials. The Board of Pharmacy, through the California structure, has oversight by the California legislature. And so if legislators begin hearing from this 1,000-plus number of pharmacists and students who are impacted, that noise will begin to hopefully have an impact. We're certainly able to help them with that if they need to know who their legislator is or perhaps how to help position it. The issue with the legislator, we're happy to help them with that. Because one of the things that we're really trying to point out with the board is, yes, this has to do with pharmacists who are losing employment opportunities and losing residency opportunities because their licensure is delayed. But the real impact is on the consumers of California. You know, the charge of the California Board of Pharmacy is to ensure that they protect and promote the health and the safety of Californians through pharmacist care. And when you have pharmacists who are waiting to be licensed, who have job opportunities on the line, by definition, that means there are consumers that employer, that pharmacy has determined need services. And so to delay or ultimately force that employer to withdraw their offer to that pharmacist to serve in that pharmacy as a staff member to serve their patients, we really think is shirking responsibility, the ultimate charge of the board.
Well, we are going to be watching this closely, John. If you would like, since the California Pharmacists Association is an official member, supporting member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, you are more than welcome to come back if there is something else, what's happening, and let's get you back on the network if you'd like to give our Pharmacy Podcast Nation a update. But we are watching this closely. We hope this comes to a conclusion very quickly, but very much appreciate this update, John, on such quick notice.
Well, thank you, Todd, for the platform. It is a very important issue. There are lots of issues at stake here from multiple angles. And so we appreciate having a voice and sharing the information with your listeners. And if we have updates, we'd be happy to come back.
If you want more information, please check out the California Pharmacists Association's website. That is cpha.com. Once again, cpha.com. Stay tuned for some updates on this and other issues within our nation, within our network of healthcare providers, pharmacists. Remember, you are the hub of healthcare.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.